Hello and welcome to the live webinar, Norwood and Bic Graphic, How to Sell Awards and Recognition, sponsored by Norwood and Bic Graphic and powered by Promo Marketing. I'm Nicole Stella, Vice President of Promo Marketing, and I'm pleased to welcome you to today's event. Before we get started, let me first point out a few quick tips on how to make the most of today's live webinar. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the Help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark, or let us know via the Q&A box. You can also use the Q&A box to submit your questions to today's panelists. We'll be addressing select questions throughout the hour. However, you can send them in to us at any time. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can utilize all of the widgets and bells and whistles on the console. And speaking of bells and whistles, please click on the Tips for Attendees widget below to learn what all of the widgets on the console do and how you can customize your experience today. Joining us today is Kevin Wicks, Sales Training and Development Manager for Norwood and Bic Graphic. Kevin Wicks is a 30-year veteran of the promotional products industry, and he has spent over 20 years with Norwood and Bic Graphic North America, primarily in sales management. Kevin was recently appointed Sales Training and Development Manager, dedicated to developing the product knowledge and general selling skills of the Norwood Bic Graphic North America sales force. Integral to the recent unification of the Norwood and Bic Graphic sales team, he has developed a comprehensive sales training curriculum designed to cross-train Norwood and Bic Graphic sales representatives as they began selling and supporting both brands earlier this year. In addition to his CAS designation, Kevin also has an MBA from Southeast Missouri State University. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. Are you ready to get started?
Yes, thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. And today our topic is how to sell awards and recognition, interesting category in the promotional product industry. Let's go ahead and we'll get started and talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about today, which is on our agenda. We're going to have a little market overview, talk about some of the benefits, and which one of them being guaranteed annual revenue for yourself, and then we're going to identify some opportunities, how to sell awards and recognition, some of the trends in the marketplace today, and then we're going to go over a few program examples or case histories that we have as well. Now, the first slide here talks a little bit about really total impressions and the time promotional products are kept. And if you take a look at this, obviously like bags, for example, are really on-the-go type of a promotional product and have a lot of impressions per month, whereas recognition, you know, awards and trophies, plaques, really typically are displayed in somebody's desk or at their home or on the wall or a shelf or a mantle. So you have maybe fewer impressions per month. But the interesting thing that these statistics show is that awards and recognition are kept longer than any other promotional product, and on average over 7 months. I know for me, particularly, I keep my product or awards for many years. So, again, a good length of impression or time kept for awards and recognition. And the next slide here, which is slide seven. This talks a little bit about the impression of the advertiser. So how favorable do people feel when they receive some type of recognition or an award or something like that? And as you can see with the percentages, it really tops all types of promotional products. Over 64% receive the advertiser or the person that's providing the recognition as favorable. So it's important to note that awards and recognition are received or perceived as very favorable by the recipient. Now, recognition incentives really is really a unique category in the promotional product industry. Not everybody sells this category, maybe because they're a little not too sure about it, or it's a little bit more difficult sell, a little bit more time spent to try to find the right people and the right companies that awards and recognition. So it's also really a little bit different in that it's not really necessarily targeted to end users. It's really more non-marketing driven and more personal in nature, where you're really choosing to recognize maybe an individual or a small team of people based on their achievements. So many times when you're thinking about certain promotional items like a pen or a magnet, you know, it's intended for the masses of people, where awards in general are intended for really few people. Now, recognition incentives really are, there's different approaches really to motivate and reward employees. Where recognition is really a tangible product tied to the psychological well-being of the individual and rewards achievements for a planned period of time. So it could be something like awards for years of service or a dedication or sales achievements. And really the key word here in recognition is a tangible product. Whereas an incentive, which we don't want to confuse the two, because we're not talking about incentives so much today as we are recognition, and that is incentives really motivate for short-term goals. They could be things like a gift card, which a lot of people are using nowadays, or travel, or cash, or maybe you take the team out for lunch or breakfast, for example. Those are really incentives. Really kind of do the same thing. The outcome's really the same, you know, in helping, you know, recognize employees, engaging them, increasing hopefully job and performance, and making the company more successful and profitable. But recognition, again, is really more tangible products and more of a lasting impression than incentives. Now, recognition incentive programs really help reinforce company goals by making the employees feel appreciated. They really foster employee loyalty and ownership. They instill a climate of trust. They reduce employee turnover, which is important because it does cost a lot to retrain people. Creates a friendly, competitive environment. Many times if they're, you know, working towards a particular goal or award. Encourage personal achievement and initiative. Builds relationships, the employer to the employee or the supplier to the client. It also rewards employees for top performance and viable ideas, and it strengthens an employee's image of their company as a desirable place to work. So all these, again, reinforce, foster, instill, reduce, create, encourage, build, reward, and strengthen, all really important parts of a reward program and what you would use when you're talking to your customers as to the benefits of doing awards and recognition. We're on slide 12, too. Increased profitability. The Incentive Research Foundation studies show that organizations that, you know, actively seek to improve employee engagement, you know, through the use of either formal or informal recognition, which we'll talk about that a little bit later, really financially outperform their competitors. So it's really a small investment to increase profitability, and really right now the time is now, because, you know, there's a lot of people unemployed, so you have employees out there that are doing the jobs of sometimes two, three people, and really, in many cases, overworked or working long hours. So providing, you know, a culture of awards and recognition within a company, really, the managers, the business leaders really have a chance to help increase productivity levels by effectively rewarding these talented employees. So it is important. Now, the benefits of a guaranteed annual revenue really kind of goes to your pocketbook here. When you look at various products out there, for example, probably everybody on the line has sold a pen order, for example, and generally the average order size for a pen order is about 1,500 pieces, the average sale being about $385. And then mugs, which is another pretty popular promotional product, about 152 pieces, average order size, about $222 net order. But what you find is when you start selling awards and recognition products, the average order sizes aren't big because generally they're a little bit more expensive items, not all of them, but generally. But the average sale is $863 net. So sometimes, you know, in the case of an award, it's three times bigger than the average sale of a pen and also about four times bigger than the average sale of a mug. So, again, you can see that by selling awards and recognition, you're not selling a lot of units, but your average sale is much higher, and then, of course, your profit can be considerably higher too. So a lot of companies have existing incentive and appreciation award programs already in place. What we have found, and the statistics have found, that the repeat order or life cycle in an award program is approximately 5 years. So it's got a high repeat factor. It's really like an annuity, much like calendars and other promotional products. And so when you look at your existing customers, if you're not selling them awards, somebody else may be. And if you take a look at $863 is your average sales per order, if you receive three orders per month and you got your profit of about $518, you're talking about almost $19,000 in profit, and over the life cycle of that program, almost $100,000 of profit in your pocket. So it is a very profitable category for distributors to sell. Identifying opportunities. Now, this is important because how do you identify these opportunities to sell this? It's really trying to create incremental business within your existing account. Usually the best place to increase your business is with your current customers. I know a lot of people, when the economy gets bad, you know, you do some cold calling and trying to find new clients. But when you do that, you really spend a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of money. And most likely, some of your best places to increase your profit and your sales is with your current customers. And by doing that, it really creates extra confidence in yourself. Also, incremental sales, which you add to the bottom line, helps increase your profits by cutting costs. You're not traveling all over the place looking for new accounts. And also, it really protects that current account. By growing your business, you really increase your network within your client's company. And the most important thing is you don't allow the competition to infiltrate your account and your bottom line, and that's important. Now, this particular slide shows the different opportunities within a company. And what I found over the years talking to distributor salespeople is generally distributor salespeople will call on one or two individuals within a company, usually down there in that bottom right-hand corner in the sales department or the marketing department, which obviously that's okay. And many of those particular people do engage in, you know, awards and recognition. But this chart gives you or talks to you about how you can utilize your current contact at a company to introduce you to other people within that company that also provide opportunities for awards and recognition as well as other promotional products. So you don't want to forget about, say, for example, the human resource department, which many times are doing service awards or attendance awards or retirement gifts or training or promotions or a wellness program, for example. Or maybe the operations person, where they're working with cost improvements or safety programs or efficiency or even the finance department. So there's other departments there. And so what you have to do is you have to really ask that particular contact, again, many times in marketing and sales, to introduce you to other people within that company, and then you will find, and I'll go over some questions later here as to how you can find out what kind of awards and recognition programs are doing. And if you look at the bottom here, 70% of HR professionals indicate that their organization recognizes milestones and service anniversaries. So many companies are doing it, and if you're not asking or getting introduced to those people, you're probably missing the boat and allowing your competition the opportunity maybe to infiltrate your account to contact a different person that you haven't made a contact to. So this is really a pretty important slide. And really, there's many times four or five additional contacts to be made within an account. All right, slide 16, another nice little chart part. 22% of the program business out there comes from these four categories. And so one of the categories is employee service awards. So an example might be a length of service program. Another one is safety education incentives. So, again, maybe in the operations department, they have a safety program, and they're recognizing employees for no lost time accidents, for example. Another program area, employee relations and events. So some of the possibilities there could be, say, for example, a company picnic, an annual meeting or company meetings, maybe an annual banquet or a holiday. And then, of course, internal promotions. Those could be something like a contest by a department, like the marketing department or the sales department, for example, or a suggestion program, perhaps. So, again, you have employee service awards, safety education incentives, employee relations and events, and then, of course, internal promotions. These are all your main program business and awards and recognition. So we're on slide 16. Maybe we'll take a quick break to see if there's any questions at this point.
We do actually have some questions, Kevin. I was just going to jump in and say they're starting to rack up over here. So here's a couple of quick ones. First off is, how can I get my sales team motivated to sell awards and recognition products since we don't have a real core in this category currently?
Well, that's actually a good question. A lot of times I look at it, some of the slides that we've already covered, you got to come to it, I guess, as the profit that they can make. There's a lot of profit to be made. It's an annuity. So once they do sell the program once, which is usually the hardest part, getting the program the first time, then they know that each year, probably for 5 years out, they're going to repeat. They may not repeat with the same products, but certainly repeat. Also talk to them about protecting their current account base and going out there and looking for additional contacts within an account for those opportunities. And sometimes you look at, if you have, say, one individual in your company that has sold and has been successful selling awards and recognition, you have that person talk to the rest of your sales group about the benefits that he or she has been reaping by selling that. Because many times people like to hear success stories, and if they hear that somebody else within the company is having success in this category, then they're going to go out there and try the same thing with their clients.
Right. And are you seeing that companies have cut back on awards and recognition programs with a slow economy?
Well, I wouldn't say they've cut back as much as they may have taken a little bit different approach in the sense of budgets are certainly tighter. So it may be that they're not buying as expensive pieces, awards, or they're not doing quite as many of awards as they once did. But I don't see really that they're cutting back overall on this category, because we've actually been doing fairly well with the awards and recognition. But mm-hmm. What I am finding is that just like anything else, they're being cost conscious with their budgets and seeing how far those budgets can go.
Right. And one of the questions here is, what quarter do you find the majority of awards being ordered? When do you see
You know, it used to be, that's a good question, and generally it's the fourth and the first quarter, but quite frankly, it's year-round because, but again, fourth and first quarter probably are your biggest two quarters for awards and recognition, but what we have found over the years is that that's been changing a little bit, and it's really flattened out a little bit more, where you're actually seeing it even some in the second, and they're currently right now in the third quarter, but I would say first and fourth fourth quarters are your most popular.
Okay. And we'll do one more quick one here. Mm-hmm. Is I'm finding that some of my clients do not use this category of product. Instead, they'll go to department stores or they'll mm-hmm. go buy a retail product or a brand name item for recognition. How can you combat that kind of behavior and encourage those clients to come to distributors for award products?
Yeah, that's an interesting word. They might be going to a Tiffany's or something like that and buying something. Well, a couple things. One is many times those are not personalized, or if they are, it costs a lot more than what you would do from a supplier in our industry. But many times they're not personalized, which really, you know, provides that lasting impression and that extra touch. It's kind of inconvenient when you're the person there that you can actually provide this. So for somebody to go out and actually do that is kind of inconvenient. Many times it lacks variety of products. I mean, there's many suppliers that offer products in this category. We offer tons of items in this category versus what you would find, say, in a department store. So really, you don't have the variety out there. And many times some of these award programs have different levels. So to find multiple levels of awards makes it even more difficult for somebody to go to a department store or even perhaps maybe the local engraver or trophy or plaque store in town, for example, too. So I think it's really, you know, not being personalized, inconvenient, lack of variety, and maybe, you know, being difficult to find different award levels as well.
That's perfect. All right, I'll let you get back to it, and then we'll answer more questions a little bit later on.
Okay, sounds great. All right, so now we get into slide 17, which is how to sell awards and recognition. And basically here, you know, this is for the distributors. I'm a big believer in you got to open a dialogue, you got to ask questions. So you're asking questions to look for opportunities. And remember back in a few charts before, so you're in there, you're with your main contact that you generally see with your account. You have to ask, you know, who in your company is responsible for employee recognition? And then they'll come back and, you know, they may say themselves, but many times it's somebody else. And that's your opportunity to ask to be introduced to that particular individual or individuals. And then once you get to that point by asking those questions, you start to ask, you know, how are you motivating your employees? What's the frequency of the recognition and incentives in your company? Did you know that recognition and incentives can increase performance and profitability of your company? Sometimes they may say that they don't do that much, so you got to really sell them on why they should be doing it. And if you ask questions, you got to listen. You know, you got to listen for those opportunities. So recognition and incentive programs are established to improve and motivate something. So many times by listening to what that person's saying, you'll find out if they're trying to maybe lower their attrition or grow sales or increase their safety or decrease errors or maybe recognize some vendors, for example. But all this can be achieved through recognition and incentive programs. Besides, you know, opening a dialogue, asking questions, and listening, you also have to offer a solution. That's where products come in. So the recognition or reward or incentive must be considered a value to the recipient and given based on some kind of measurable performance or goals. And you got to remember, too, that, you know, what's valuable to one person may not be valuable to another. So, you know, I know a lot of people, for example, we talked about incentives and giving these gift cards. All of us probably have been guilty in one time or another doing something like that. But, you know, if you work for some kind of a store or something, you know, the last thing you probably want is a gift card. So it's got to be appropriate. Equally important is it needs to be given in a way that is perceived as valuable to the recipient. So what I always say, it's all about the presentation. How do you present that particular award or recognition? And then, of course, you got to educate. You know, we've gone over some of the things, but you got to explain the benefits of recognition and incentives, particularly if that company isn't doing a lot of that. Understand how to build and measure the success of a recognition program and troubleshoot by understanding why some programs fail. Many times, you know, it's maybe not part of the culture or a communication issue. Now, building a recognition program. There's really three essential building blocks, and I'm going to add a fourth one here, which isn't on the slide, but we'll talk about that in a second. And really, a combination of any of these types of recognitions will enhance, you know, employee engagement in the program. So one building block is day-to-day recognition. So it's generally informal, frequent, and ongoing. It can be unexpected. Things like thank you notes or emails or verbal public, you know, praise or generally inexpensive items given away to a larger number of recipients. So some examples might be, you know, individual or department or site productivity programs, maybe a volunteer. Maybe you're getting a promotion, you know, to promote it to a different level. Or maybe it's an attendance type awards, for example, or recognition for good attendance. And then some product suggestions maybe for day-to-day recognition, besides, for example, just, you know, a thank you note or whatever. It might be a paperweight or a coaster or a plaque. You know, again, generally inexpensive items. And then you have informal recognition, where it's a little less structured. It singles out individuals and teams for progress. You know, again, lower cost mementos to reward people. But again, you know, some ideas here or some examples of informal recognition might be a company picnic or an annual banquet or some kind of training or in the production or sales or service efficiency or process improvement. And maybe some product suggestions for informal recognition might be something like an acrylic award or a vase or art glass or some kind of jade glass piece. And then probably what we think of most of when we come, you know, thinking about awards and recognition is formal recognition, where it's really more of a structured program. It's linked to the organization's values and goals. You know, maybe it's sales goals for the year, whatever. It's really, there's usually some kind of ceremony behind it, some kind of a, you know, annual sales meeting or marketing meeting or whatever it is to give public recognition to those individuals. It's generally an annual program. And it's really more targeted to a few employees and is considered very prestigious. And generally, the good thing is larger budget, too. And many times you might even find award levels like, you know, first place, second place, third place kind of a thing. So some examples there could be, oh, a safety program, service awards, you know, annual sales goals or contest or a vendor program, for example. And some of the product suggestions there might be crystal or 24% lead crystal items, or our Image 3 products, or perhaps Starfire Glass and Marble Awards might also be. And then I mentioned I was going to tell you maybe one other building block, and I would say the other building block is gifts. You know, you don't think of awards and recognition and maybe gifts sometimes, but gifts, you know, tend to be individualized, maybe for a special occasion or a thank you. It could be a speaker's gift, a holiday gift, a retirement gift, a birthday gift, or in the case of me today, as on a personal note, a 25th anniversary gift to my wife. But again, some product suggestions there might be a clock or a bowl or art glass or a nice vase or canister or even the Mova globe, for example. So day-to-day recognition, informal recognition, formal recognition, and perhaps even gift-giving as well. Now we're on slide 20. So building a recognition program, and this really comes from the Incentive Research Foundation, compiled sort of the best principles for a successful recognition program. And so you're really trying to develop a recognition program strategy that rewards activities linked to some kind of specific business objectives or some kind of desired state in the culture of the company. Again, using formal or informal recognition to build a culture of recognition in the organization. You know, providing a wide variety of recognition rewards. Remember we said not everybody might be interested in a gift card or something or a piece of art glass or a plaque, so you got to have a wide variety of different rewards. Emphasize that recognition, you know, increases the quality of performance instead of just how much effort or quantity or I've been there for, you know, I've been, you know, put in 60 hours this week or whatever. It's really about quality of performance. And then you're trying to recognize workers frequently. If you're only doing this occasionally or sporadically, in many cases it isn't part of the culture of the company. And then, of course, measuring the cost of the recognition reward system and the benefits gained by that, which is usually increased profitability and productivity, and you can measure that through return on investment and other methods. So understanding why some programs fail, and generally it's because, you know, when it comes to recognition programs, maybe it's not just part of the culture. They're not doing it on a regular basis. And I find many times reasons these things fail is just poor communication, and that can be said for a lot of things when it comes to the business world, but failure to communicate what's expected from the employee. And then incentive programs might fail for several reasons. They may, you know, the length of the program or whatever the incentive to get to the incentive is just too long, and so people forget about it, or you just don't communicate some of the updates, how people are progressing towards that incentive. And then, of course, not incorporating those that are being incented into the planning process. So, again, I kind of throw it into, you know, the culture of the workplace or that particular company and then communication. Those are really the two main reasons, or lack of communication, why sometimes these programs fail. Now, selecting the perfect award. So what are some of the questions you'd want to ask your customer once you find that right individual within that company or individuals within your account base? You got to ask these certain questions. So, you know, what is the desired objective? You know, how many are needed and when and where? You know, is it one award needed, or are you going to do a tier of awards, you know, again, first, second, third? Is there a theme or a logo or maybe some kind of a building picture or something that you're going to add to the award? Is this award for your office or for the home? Will it be an annual program or semi-annual, for example, or monthly? Should the award be functional or display-oriented? And there are a lot of good functional-type awards, too. Is the award or gift to fit the recipient's special interest? In other words, it might be that they like particular, you know, art glass, for example, or a particular designer, for example. What is the recipient's position level? That's important. And, of course, what's the budget? So these are some just basic questions that you would go through asking your customer for selecting the right type of products or awards. Now, next slide, which is slide 23, comes to, you know, Norwood and the types of awards that we have and recognition products. We really cover the price points, all kinds of different price points, you know, as low as around $15 on up to hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And, you know, so, you know, might be coasters or paperweights or an acrylic piece or clocks or art glass or a plaque or optical crystal or J glass or jumping up to the 24% lead crystal. We really cover all the gamuts in the awards and recognition product categories. And so if you're looking for something, Norwood most likely has it in the price point that you're looking for. Some of the trends, we talked about a couple of these, but due to economic influences, there really has been a shift in the marketplace, you know, where people have been trending towards more of these gift cards because that's what the retail, you know, market's doing, you know, and maybe retail products, and kind of away from that traditional award piece. And we really had a question on this, but, you know, I kind of consider these, some of those things incentive type things. They're really not awards. So if that company is kind of leaning that way, you really want to present lower price types of awards to combat this trend. You know, so if they're giving out gift cards, you got to come in there with something a little bit lower price point. You know, like, for example, our acrylic awards, which many of them are in that $30 price range. And then, of course, the award trends really have been kind of trending away from some of the more of the traditional types of awards to art pieces that can be displayed in an office or a home setting, which we have a lot of cool art pieces at Norwood, or products that are functional. Again, it might be a functional award piece, might be a paperweight, for example, or a clock, or a vase, or a coaster, or a bookend, or some kind of a nice crystal bowl, for example. Those are all functional items, or even a high-end writing instrument that is in, you know, for example, in, say, our BIC catalog. And then, of course, I talk about a little bit, acrylic products are increasingly popular, mainly due to, you know, some of these acrylic items and the acrylic awards, unless you pick it up, you wouldn't know that it's acrylic. It's got the clarity and the look of a nice crystal piece, but again, at a price point much, much lower and can fit particular budgets. And a few program examples. For example, here, the trade, you know, different trade associations use awards to recognize their external partners, you know, perhaps the recipients or their health and benefits provider, or maybe a law firm who helped that particular association win some kind of litigation, or it might even be recognizing several longstanding members who've helped bring about change or assisted in the growth of the organization. But the association feels it's important to recognize their external partners. You know, so many companies do, recognize their vendors, you know, some of the best vendors. So really it's a goal. The goal here is to foster a partnership with those around them. Another example, Rhode Island. Legislators were meeting with fellow delegates from other states and wanted something really as a commemorative piece to give out to those delegates. So they chose our wave piece, which is really an art glass piece, kind of with a little wave design in it. And, of course, since Rhode Island is the ocean state, it was a perfect item to fit that, and on the base they engraved the state seal and were presented those in gift boxes at the dinner to each delegate from each state. And then here's another example, a high-tech company that's going global. So if you got a company that's global in nature, we have a product called the Mova Globe, which is really just the globe, which is really a cool piece, and all senior management in the United States and Europe were provided those Mova Globes to prevent global thinking. Here's another, a hotel chain out of Cape Cod gives out paperweights to all their exceptional employees and also sells them in their gift shops. And then I know we've done a lot of things for law firms. They seem to give out a lot of things as well. But this one here, celebrating their 25th anniversary, gave out one of our Image 3 pieces with 25 years of excellence inside that piece to all their partners and senior executives. So there's a lot of different types of examples of using awards and recognition in the marketplace. And then finally, in summary, you know, awards really is a category. Unlike other promotional product categories, there's a lot of pride, recognition, accomplishment, and gratitude attached to an award for both the presenter as well as the recipient. It's a very strong category for Norwood, and we're really committed to supporting distributors with innovative designs and decorating options. The Jaffa brand has really been trusted for over 40 years now. We've been a PPAI top supplier winner for, I think, 12 years running. We talked about the variety of products and price points we have. We have free setup charges on all of our awards in our Jaffa line. We have low minimums, as few as one piece. So it's not like you got to go, you know, try to sell some big company. We've got many of our products we sell as few as one piece. So, again, it doesn't have to be a huge program. We got a lot of different decoration techniques from deep etching, to laser etching, to screen printing, to color fill, to sending on plates or a medallion or personalizing them. Lots of neat packaging and presentation options. Again, remember we talked about it's all about, you know, how you're presenting the award. So, you know, we have, you know, one-piece silver gift boxes and two-piece boxes with die-cut foam insert where the product fits inside of it. We have a lot of exclusive designs or world-renowned art pieces, like from Mario Chiani and Val St. Lambert. We have a very central shipping location in the Midwest, and many of our products available on 24-hour service, and you know, great customer service support as well. So I appreciate everybody's time today. We'll take a few more questions as well, if we have any.
Oh, we do, Kevin, yes. Thank you so much, first off, for all that great information. And the questions were coming in just as you were speaking, so I'll go ahead and get this off to you. One of the interesting questions that we received was, I don't currently sell awards and recognition products and to my customer base because I don't understand pricing of the individualized personalizations. How do I go about pricing awards and recognition gifts?
Oh, okay. Well, again, not all these are personalized many times, but, you know, with our, for particular our awards, many of them are decorated right on the piece, or they'll come with, say, an optional base where you can personalize them or just put something like, oh, say, President's Award or Leadership Award, for example. But as far as personalization goes and the different cost to that and stuff, it's all listed in our general information page. Again, it depends on how the piece is decorated, for example. But I can tell you that it can be confusing sometimes because it is sort of different than all the other products out there. And that's why many times it's best to, if you're concerned about the pricing of it, for example, you would contact the customer service department, and we can help you with that. But, again, it just really depends upon the item and how you're personalizing that, if it happens to be personalization. The personalization fee, like say, for deep etching, which is a pretty standard way we decorate many of our products, is really just $7.50 on a G for up to two lines per piece. And if you send all the names electronically to us, we'll give you a 5% discount. But in, you know, when it comes to laser etching, which is a little bit different process, it might be, in that case, it's $3 on a G per line. It's a little less expensive. Or screen printing, we only charge $3 for personalization. Or color fill, it's like $7. So it is listed in the general information page, but, again, it can be sometimes confusing. So I would recommend if you have some questions, either contact your field rep or an inside person, inside rep, or somebody in customer service too.
And we had one gentleman submit the question of, can I contact you later with questions down the road? And I guess I'll go ahead and let you answer that sort of since you just touched upon it.
Oh, absolutely. You can contact me as well. You know, my email, kevin.wicks@bicworld.com, and just send me a quick note, and I will give you a call back and help you through any questions that you may have. So, again, it's kevin.wicks, W-I-C-K-S, at bicworld, one word, .com.
Great. And here's another question, because everybody's tastes are so different in what they would like to receive in terms of a recognition gift or award.
Yeah.
Does this, campaign include promotional products such as captain chairs or pet folios? Or when you talk about awards, is this really solely just the glass piece or something of that
question.
Nature?
No, I don't think so. No, it isn't generally just that. I don't think you limit yourself. For example, let's say you have a length of service award program. So maybe the company starts giving out items after 5 years, 10 years, 25 years, so on and so forth. So in the five-year level, there might be a few traditional type pieces. Maybe it's a coaster, maybe it's a plaque or some kind of a decorative art glass piece. But also might be, as this person mentioned, might be, again, a captain's chair or a nice cooler bag or a nice drinkware item, a higher-end drinkware item. So, no, you don't necessarily have to limit it to the traditional products. when you're putting together that list of items for a particular program. Now, again, it depends on what your customer's looking for. That's why you ask those questions. So if they are looking for nothing but the traditional stuff, we can help, you know, certainly do that. But many times, you know, I know like at BIC, for example, Norwood and BIC, we have a length of service program, and so we have some of our pieces in there, but we also do, you know, bowl caps and steerers an item, lapel pins, for example, that we get from other suppliers, which aren't maybe a traditional award and recognition piece. So we even do the same thing within our company. So it's not always just what you're seeing in, say, the Java product selection.
Sure. And is there any one industry or vertical market that is a better fit for awards and recognition products than another?
No, you know, quite frankly, no. I mean, I think it's across the board. I mean, you can have it for, you know, obviously manufacturing or, you know, the real estate market or the healthcare market, law firms, professionals, doctors, you know, dentists, you name it. I think it really runs the gamut of, and even small companies, too. It's not just these, you know, Fortune 500 companies. Because not all of us call on Fortune 500 companies, and again, there's a lot of, you know, there's more small businesses in this country than there are these large companies, and many of us call on those small businesses, and they try to recognize and award their employees just like the big ones do. Maybe not as big of a budget, maybe not as many programs, but it's really the same thing. So, no, I think that you know, lots of different categories out there or different markets. And then it comes down to, you know, the different types of applications. And we went over some of those. It could be service awards or, you know, safety programs and all kinds of different things, wellness programs, you name it.
And right along those same lines, when you talk about small businesses or somebody that might have a smaller quantity order in that product category, how can Norwood help with that type of an order?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, again, I mentioned that we have a lot of pieces with a one-piece minimum. So, and again, remember, no setup charges either. So we have a lot of pieces with one piece, or, you know, most of our minimums, if it isn't one piece, it's maybe 3 or 6 or 12 pieces, depending on the item. And we also have what's considered what's called a less than minimum charge. Well, what we did with our Jaffa line recently is that we're really not charging the less than minimum charge. Now, so let's say you pick an item or one of the items that you pick as a 12-piece minimum, for example. And if it has a 12-piece minimum, our old policy for Jaffa was that our less than minimum, yeah, you could do 6 pieces, which is half the catalog quantity, because we don't let you go down to half the catalog quantity. But let's say they only needed 3. Well, before we wouldn't do it, but now we'll do that. We'll provide you a price for that 3 pieces. We won't charge a less than minimum charge, which is generally like $50 or something on G, but we'll have a, you know, a price for that lower quantity. So we really don't, on our Jaffa line now, have really a less than minimum charge or a less than minimum quantity. We'll do as few as 1 piece on almost all of our pieces. Not quite all of them. There's a few pieces that we won't, but just about all of them.
Great. Here's a great question, too. For the professional that's going in for the sales call, how do you combat the objection that we use cash as the ultimate sort of reward and recognition gift? Is there any way that you can fight that objection?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, you got to go back to, you know, that's an incentive, and there's nothing wrong with cash or what I would, you know, gift cards are essentially cash too.
Right.
But the thing is, and there's a place for that. There's certainly a place for that. But it shouldn't be the only thing, because if you are trying those types of incentives, cash, for example, or even a trip or a gift card, remember, that doesn't provide a lasting impression. That is a short-term motivator, very short-term. You know, people get raises, and, you know, a little bit after that, they're still complaining about this or that or something. It's really that when going to awards and recognition, real items that are – that can be personalized, that are tangible, again, products, those have more lasting impression, and that's how you can build more productivity out of an employee and, of course, foster a good relationship with the company and hopefully make that company even more profitable by having happy employees. So I think it really kind of goes in tandem, incentives and recognition. But remember, incentives being really more of a short-term motivator, not as long a lasting impression. So if they're really trying to increase productivity, build a good relationship with their employees, and then you really have to have both. And that's where you have to go in there and educate and talk about the benefits of having both types of incentives, not only incentives but also awards and recognition.
Right. And when you start going on these sales calls, you talk about the fourth quarter being sort of the big run up to this category. Mm-hmm. But is there a time when you should start approaching your client list and your company bases to see where their interest lies? Should it be long before the fourth quarter?
Absolutely, right now, actually. Some of the things in the fourth quarter might be, they have their annual meetings. Maybe it's their sales and marketing meeting, for example, maybe coming up. So they're already, a lot of companies are already, or they've had this, annual program. Maybe it's their safety program, and it's coming to the end for the year, and they're going to recognize, people for maybe safety program suggestions or no lost time accidents. So now really is the time to be out there talking about this and building, that rapport with particularly individuals that maybe you haven't contacted before within a company, and starting to ask those questions to see if they have that. Because if you try to do it necessarily in the fourth quarter, maybe the decisions are already made and they're going maybe with your competitor. So you'd probably be doing it right now is my suggestion.
Okay. And we talked a little bit about the different types of recognition, and then there's employee recognition versus customer recognition. Is there any sort of difference in the type of award or recognition gift that you would give to employees versus your top customer or clients?
Not necessarily. I think that, giving something – again, you have to know, the makeup of, say, the employees or the vendor or whoever you're going to give it to and what are they interested in before, and that's by asking those questions, of course, with your customer who's making those decisions. But, no, I don't see why, you wouldn't be able to give, a nice coaster or paperweight to an employee versus maybe a vendor, for example, as a speaker's gift or whatever. I don't really see a big difference. Differentiation there at all.
Okay. And then another big question that we have here is, what's the most popular award or gift, recognition gift? Acrylic desk, wall plaques, trophies? What's the most popular type of award that you see?
Yeah. I would, with us, I think it's still some of the traditional pieces, some of our crystal pieces, but we found that again, because the way the economy has been, we're seeing people move more into the acrylic pieces, some of our art glass pieces, as well as some of the lower-end pieces. Maybe it's a coaster or a paperweight that's not quite as expensive and also provides, to extend that budget a little bit further. So I would say that they're maybe getting away from some of those really higher-end or, lead crystal pieces. And again, more to acrylics as well as some of our art glass pieces.
And do you find that there's a combination of gift giving that takes place? And what does that look like?
When you say combination of gift giving, I'm not sure if I'm following.
Like if there's an award that's a trophy and that's given, or an acrylic or a crystal piece that's given in combination with something else, do you see much of that happening?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can even see a combination of the something like a coaster or acrylic piece given with, some kind of an incentive as well, as like a gift card or even cash or something, or taking them out to a lunch or recognizing them that way, and then actually at that lunch providing, say, a coaster to the person and recognizing them. So, yeah, I think that the combinations certainly are out there all the time.
And we also have a question here about some of the, I guess, easiest types of companies to approach for awards and recognition programs, manufacturing versus financial. Do you find that there's any one vertical market more popular than another?
No, I really think it depends on your own customer base. Again, I think that it's always easier to increase your business by going to your current customer base than trying to find a new customer base. But I think that, over the 20 years I think I've been with Norwood, I've seen, awards used by all kinds of different types of companies. And maybe it's not even a company. It could be a university, like a foundation or something where they're giving it to alumni donors, or it could be a piece where, the hospital is putting on a new heart wing, for example, and they do a nice image three-piece to commemorate that building. There's just a variety of different ways out there to use these products. So,
and if there was one lasting bit of information or a tip that you could leave our audience with today, what would that be, the most important sort of takeaway point from today's webinar?
Well, I think that it comes down to, we're all looking to increase our sales. And so this is a category, again, that has a high repeat factor, and it's sort of like an annuity, much like, say, a calendar program. And so I would say that the biggest thing is to get your salespeople motivated, energized to go out there and talk about awards and recognition instead of grabbing that traditional, maybe it's the pen or the mug or the cooler bag or, those more traditional promotional items, and step out of their comfort zone a little bit and go out there and talk about these, this particular category, and really try to find additional people within their client base to get introduced to, because we all have a tendency to go back and see the same people over and over when you're out there selling. And so you got to ask those questions to try to find, be introduced to other departments, because many times those other department heads are decision makers that can buy not only awards and recognition but other promotional products and really can help increase your business.
So when one door closes, try to get the other door open.
That's exactly right. And by doing that, it keeps your competition out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Kevin. I appreciate all the information that you provided us with today. We've covered quite a bit of ground on the selling of awards and recognition programs, and I've learned a lot. I hope that you folks out there also learned a lot as well. If we did not get to your questions for any reason, please rest assured that somebody from Norwood Big Graphic will answer your question for you. And it looks like we're getting close to being about out of time for today. So on behalf of Norwood and Big Graphic and Promo Marketing, I want to thank everyone for attending today's webinar. Be sure to check out our webinar page and to get the information on all of our archived and upcoming events and webinars. I know we had a lot of questions from folks asking about whether or not they could download the slides from today's event. You absolutely can. They are all available to you. And please also take a minute to fill out our brief feedback survey that will appear on your next screen. We're grateful, and your feedback always influences us on the webinars that we bring to you in the future. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you back again for the next Promo Marketing webinar. And Kevin and Norwood Big Graphic, thank you so much again for your time today. We appreciated all the tips and tricks that you gave us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.